have you seated if you can. We're going to go ahead and take up our evening offering. Just want to, again, just glad to see each and every one of you that are here this evening. And those that aren't with us or watching on the live feed, we just ask the Lord just to ask you just to open up your hearts and your minds and just be receptive to the service tonight. Also, men, don't forget, Band of Brothers will be Tuesday night at 7 p.m. in the Children's Church right here with us. We'd love to have each and every one of you. Brother Thomas, would you ask the Lord just to bless our evening offering, please? Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord. I love Brother Eddie and Sister Penny so much, and I love this church and all of you, and I'm so glad to be here. Believe me, yes, this year has been like a whirlwind of disaster, I think, for everybody, and I'm ready for 2021. Amen. Amen. Or this one to just hurry up and get better. Go ahead with that first one, brother.
Get up out of your seat.
place. That's all right.
More love, more joy, more peace, more power.
He has never left me. He's with me every hour. Let's lift our voices. Let's clap our hands and give it up for Jesus, cause He's the man.
Yeah.
Out of your seats, clap your hands, praise the King of the fire. And let us sing, cause my God has. Yeah. Get up, out of your seats, clap your hands, praise the King of the fire. And let us sing, cause my God has. Has He done great things for you? I know He has for me, amen. And praise the King of the fire. And let us sing, cause my God has. Yeah. Get up, out of your seat. Clap your hands and praise the King of the fire. And let us sing, cause my God has. And after having three surgeries this year, and it's just been one hospital visit after another, and I spent 12 days in there, and I left there, and I came home, and I had nobody with me, and I was by myself, and the walls start closing in, and depression starts kind of sneaking in there, and I'm thankful, though, that because I've faced it so many times, I can recognize it, but it's still hard. But, you know, I felt like the Lord was telling me that whole time to get up, just get up, get up. And I had a friend that just kept telling me, you know, just, you know, get up, just go ahead, just get up and just claim victory. And so I got up one morning and it was a week ago today, and I had really battled that depression spirit, and I had went to my closet and I started to get dressed, and I pulled out this black dress or shirt or something, but it was black, and the Lord just spoke to me and just said, "You're not dead." And so, not saying that, because that's probably one of my favorite colors to wear, but I knew what the Lord was saying to me. And so I pulled out something bright and sunny and put it on, and I went and put my makeup on and fixed my hair, and I went in there and I turned my sound system on, and I had not sang in a few weeks, and I turned it on, and I just went straight to Facebook Live, and I just started worshiping the Lord. And I felt His glory come down in my house, and I'm so thankful that the Lord delivered me out of that. But it took me getting up. It took me making that step, and that first step, that step of faith to say that, you know what, God's got this. I don't have to be depressed. I don't have to be. Go ahead with that second one, brother. Praise the Lord. This one may have to go up a little bit. I don't hear very well. Yes, amen. Sometimes it seems like nothing's happening. You think you've done all you can do. Old Satan's over there somewhere laughing. Seems he's always making fun of you. But if you want to see the devil tremble, yeah, and get him where it really stinks, just stir up your sanctified Holy Ghost power and start to praise the King of Kings right in the middle of a praise. Jesus will meet your need. You don't have to wait for days and days. All you gotta do is believe. Remember that the one who saved your soul is the same that can make you whole. It's just one of His ways. And good gospel preaching, both of them were thrown in jail. Over long about the midnight hour, they began to sing and shout. Those shackles fell off by Holy Ghost power. They stood right up and walked on out, right in the middle of a prayer. And it was right in the middle of me praising Him. You know, when we praise Him through the storm, we go ahead and praise Him anyway. We're going to see victory. Amen. I don't even know what I've got down there, just to go to the next one right all over. This song is for this day and time, and the Lord knew it.
It's hard to believe what is seen on the news, in piecing together what once was the truth. The left will say yes and the right will say no, neither one knowing how high the flames grow. Feels like the world is on fire. There are no more bridges to burn. Fanning the flames of all this unholy, you think as a people.
State of mind this day and time. And when I had started working on the CD, and by the way, my brand new CD is back there called Mountain, and I'm so excited because I've worked on it for 2 years and the devil has fought and fought and fought, but ha ha ha, he gets a black eye. I got him back 2 days ago and I'm so excited. And there's 15 songs on there, and a lot of it's what I'm going to sing tonight and share with you. The Lord had a reason, because a lot of the songs I wrote on there, and I would not have written those songs had there not been this wait. I don't know about you, but I'm very impatient. And I don't like waiting. That's a hard thing to do. But I remember the Lord speaking to me and telling me to wait. Then again, I say wait. And so when He tells you twice, I guess you need to be waiting. But I'm thankful that God has put together this CD, because I really believe it's Him that did it. That song was written by a good friend of mine in Fort Payne, Alabama, and he's an awesome songwriter, but he never does anything with his songs. They just sit. And I went to him and told him, I said, I'm needing one more song for the CD. And I said, what you got? And I told him, I said, I'd really like something for today. What's, you know, and the COVID had not hit yet either. This was like nothing. This has been a year ago. And so he started reading these words off to me, and I said, I want to do it. Let me do that. And so several months ago, I went to the studio. I recorded it. Actually, it was the first part of the year. And the studio finished the song, put the background vocals with it, sent it to me. And 3 days later, COVID hit. And I began to think about how, wow, the Lord's timing, you know. And our world does. It feels like it's on fire. It just feels like, you know, but we as a people, we cannot become bitter and calloused and cold and indifferent. This is the time that we need to be reaching out. We need to be looking to our left and to our right, because there's lost people all around us. There's people that possibly sitting on the church pews today that's lost and going to hell. And you know what? If we're not a light for them, then we might as well just quit. We're going to have to start stepping up. And I believe he's coming back, and he's coming back soon. And I know if I'm 52 years old, almost 52, Lord, don't rush it, Benita, not till January. But if I'm that old, and I've heard that all my life, and Brother Eddie, I'm sure you've heard it all your life, Jesus is coming back. But boy, if it ever looks like it, he's coming back now. Amen. Just any time. And I don't know about you, but I'm ready to go home. I spent a lot of days in that hospital, and I was like, God, if you're through with me, if I don't have nothing else to do, just take me on home. I just wanted to go home, and I cried and cried and cried. God, just take me home. But you know what? He had another plan. Amen. Because here I am. And so, I'm so thankful to be here tonight. Go ahead, brother. Life lets you down, and you feel more broken than whole. When the wounds go deeper than words, and you can't tell a soul. I may not know what you're going through. I may not can make that high mountain move. But one thing for sure, I really want you to know. If it matters to you, it matters to the Master. He wants to share the burdens you bear. Whisper peace when your world gets shattered. Your greatest joy, or your deepest pain, or you're really needing an answer. If it matters to you, it matters to the Master. Aren't you thankful? About your trouble and strife. And he sees the sparrow that falls to the ground, and he hears your tears that don't make a sound. If you only knew how precious you are in his sight. If it matters to you, it matters to the Master. He wants to share the burdens you bear. Whisper peace when your world gets shattered. If it's your greatest joy, or your deepest pain, or you're really needing an answer. If Today I had an hour of Facebook Live singing just right before I had to leave to drive here, and the presence of the Lord was so strong in my home, and it was the night before too. I had another Facebook Live singing, and I can't express how good God is, that He would care enough to just come down into that little living room and just pour out His Spirit. And I'm so thankful to be here tonight to let you know that no matter what you're going through, it doesn't matter how small it is, because what seems small to me might not be to you. What you're going through may be the worst thing in your life possible. And grief is grief, and pain is real. And the life that we live in today, this life is full of it. And without Jesus, we don't have anything. Amen. But with Him, we know that we can call on His name, and He's there. We know that from the smallest to the biggest of things, that He's able to meet our need right in the middle of it. Amen. The Lord gave me this song right when they told me that I had thyroid cancer. This year too, by the way. I've got to see what God's done for me. I've got to see of how He set me free. There's not a day that I won't give Him praise, 'cause He's my King, He's my everything. I've got to see. I shout, that's enough, and I claim victory. When Satan comes prowling, trying to silence my voice, he won't get me down. I'm gonna make some noise. I've gotta sing of what God's done for me. I've gotta sing of how He set me free. There's not a day that we'll be right back. the doctor's office that day after him telling me, he said, we need to remove your thyroid. I really believe that you have thyroid cancer. I'd been having a lot of trouble with my vocal cords and things going on. But I'm believing that the Lord has healed me. But I left that doctor's office after him looking at me, and he said, I can't promise you that you'll ever sing again. And I looked at him and I said, I can promise you I will. And so I left, and then the devil was whispering in my ear and really trying to get me down. And I went home and I called Mom, and she said, well, we're just going to pray. We're not going to have that. And so we prayed, and I went to bed that night, and I dreamed that I had written a song. But I woke up and I didn't have a song. But then I opened my phone, and my text message from my mom, she says, you need to write a song called I've Gotta Sing. Well, immediately, whenever I read it, the Lord gave me the rest of that song. So, and you'll have to get the CD to listen to the whole part of it, because I sang the second verse twice. So you'll have to get the CD to hear the first verse. But probably the second verse is my favorite, because, you know, the devil did try to steal my voice. But I'm going to keep making some noise for Jesus. Amen. Amen. Go ahead, brother. Go ahead. This song is called I Still Live. No matter if I live and no matter if I die, I still live. Amen.
Paul said, I am torn between two worlds. I desire to go but need to stay. In living, I'm bringing Christ's glory. In dying, I know I'll see His face. So no matter if I live, no matter if I die, I still live, I still live. To die is gain, so I still live. What if I should gain this whole world, but in the end I lose my own soul? You see, there's nothing worth trading my life for. When heaven hears my final goal, so no matter if I live, no matter if I die, I still live, I still live. Dead cannot sustain me, I still live.
That is a shouting song right there. If that don't get you happy, something's wrong with you. Amen. Woo, I love him. I praise him. I'm thankful tonight. Oh, my goodness. God is so good. He is so good. Go ahead, brother. Thank you, Lord. How many of you can say you're thankful for what his mercy did for you? Amen. Woo, I am. I didn't deserve it. I was hopeless. I knew I was lost. Death and darkness were my only songs. I needed someone to come rescue me. Then mercy heard my plea. 'Cause Lord, you found me. You healed me, you called me from the grave. You gave me a real love, I thank you Jesus. You washed my sins away. So now I'm living like I'm forgiven. You came and set me free. And that's what your mercy did for me. For my guilty stains. And now I'm living day to day by His grace. So excuse me if I can't contain my praise. 'Cause I know that I've been saved. 'Cause Lord, you found me, you healed me. You called me from the grave. You gave me a real love. I thank you, Jesus. You washed my sins away. So now I'm living like I'm forgiven. You came and set me free. And that's what your mercy did for me. And every morning, mercy will restore me high, will proclaim. And even if the world may fall before me, I will proclaim. 'Cause Lord, you found me, you healed me. Called me from the grave. You gave me a real love. I thank you, Jesus. You washed my sins away. So now I'm living like I'm forgiven. You came and set me free. And that's what your mercy did for me. That's what your mercy did for me. That's what your mercy did for me.
I'm so thankful, Jesus.
That's what your mercy did for me.
Yes, Lord.
That's what your mercy did for me. That's what your mercy, did for me. Yes, amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I done got out of my shoes now. Ooh, that's all right. Go ahead.
How many know that your cries have awoken the Master?
Amen.
Yes, hallelujah.
The disciples were getting concerned. The wind started violently blowing, but he was asleep in the stern.
Aren't you glad, amen, that he knows what we go through? We really appreciate Sister Benita, and I know she's had a lot of obstacles in her life and that she's had to overcome, a lot of health problems, a lot of sickness. She lost a daughter. It's been very, very easy for her to give up and say, Lord, you know what, I just can't do this. I can't go on. But she persevered, and I believe God's going to open some great doors for her because the reason is because the devil's trying so hard to stop her. And the devil knows that she's going to be a blessing. And she's a blessing to us and always has been. And her mother and I and her dad go all the way back. You hear me preach and talk about the Rockmart Church. Well, they were some of the young people with myself at the Rockmart Church. And we had some wonderful times there. But you know what? The God of Rockmart Church is still the God of today. He's never changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And we just love and appreciate him. And we're going to support her and bless, pray for her, that God will just bless her and give her opportunities and get these health issues behind her and go on strong for the Lord. All right. Sister Tabitha, would you come sing for us? And maybe Sister Jennifer. And while Sister Anita gets her breath and gets her recharge for the closing this out tonight. Amen. Pardon? Absolutely. Sister Jennifer, come on. Sister Penny, come on up. Sister Lisa, if you'd come play the bass for her. Let's give our folks a hand. Amen. All right.
I'm going to sing Because He Lives, I Can Face Tomorrow. Amen. God sent His Son, they called Him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and this child can face.
Praise the Lord.
How many believe God's word is sufficient?
Amen.
Then say with me, I believe in God's word.
I believe in God's word.
I stand on His promises.
Stand on His promises.
He is the same yesterday.
That's right.
Today.
And forever.
Whatever you need can be found.
Amen. Praise God.
You don't have to wait tomorrow.
That's right.
God's word is the truth.
Yes. Amen. Yes, it is.
Praise the Lord. Praise the
Lord.
Test 1, 2.
Test, test, there I am.
Y'all know this song right here? It's one of my favorites as we sing it. Go tell your brother and your sister that you love them. Across the way over there, this is going to be Miracle Man.
Ten lepers stepped out, cried, have pity on us. He gave sight to there in the dust. A woman came to the well with a bucket, you know, but she left with a river in her soul. When heartache and pain are all around you, troubled waters of life, well, they almost drown you, then just reach up to that reaching down hand, 'cause Jesus is a miracle man.
How about singing "The Shepherd of My Valley," and then we'll turn it over to Sister Benita.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, you know.
What would I do? Shepherd of my valley, Lord, I just could.
Could not make it without Jesus. Amen. Before you leave tonight, there is a table set up. It's got some t-shirts on it and some CDs. Her new project is there called Mountain. It's very interesting and intriguing how that title came about. And maybe she'll share that with you. Also, she's got some earrings. I don't know if you men want any or not, but they look really, really good. You know? So just and at least stop by and talk to her and let her know how much we appreciate her. Sister Benita, come close it out. Whatever how you want.
And I make those earrings, by the way. Yes, I make them like from scratch. So, yeah. I was listening to your sermon today on the way here, and I was very intrigued by the title to start with because of something that the Lord had given me not too long ago. And so I'm going to read it. But he talked about this morning about being broken, and I know what it is to be broken to the core. But sometimes it takes that. And the Lord had spoke to me a while back with these words. But what if being severely broken is the best thing that could have happened to you? Maybe there was no other way. This was the push you needed to move from something that wasn't meant for you. Things in our life that we get so stuck on believing that is real. And it's not real, and it's not what God wants for us. But a lot of times we don't want to listen to God saying, hey, 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 stop. That's not for you. No, he's not the one. No, she's not the one. No, don't. But we do it anyway because it's what we think is right. And so we tune him out. And so in my life, I've been through so many things that I remember. I look back and I remember that little nudge and that little small voice. No, 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 no. And yet though, Benita wanted that so bad that I didn't listen. And so then there comes a time in our life to where that we've got to realize that when we are going through those times of being broken, and yes, it's bad, and yes, it hurts, and it's the most miserable time of our life. And I've been there, and I've thought, God, do you even hear me? And knowing in my heart, he's there the whole time. But at the same time, sometimes he's quiet. And when the teacher's quiet, we're supposed to be learning something. So all those times of being broken, I know now that God, it was best for me because I wouldn't be standing here today had I not been broken. So sometimes what seems to be the worst possible thing in your life that could be happening, just think about it as being turned around because God can turn anything around, any situation. And I mean, I've been in some situations that I thought, there is no way. I've even said there's no way that God could even get me out of this. And we say things like that knowing that's not true. But he loved me enough. So maybe you needed to be broken so your pieces could fit back together differently the way God designed them to be. So those pieces he can take and he can put each one of them back together and make your life beautiful. So I have been beautifully broken, and today I can stand and testify and say that I'm thankful. Sometimes we get so stubborn and so persistent to holding on to something that we believe is even love, what we believe is love, that it only hurts us even more in the end. And what we don't see is that our past mistakes and our bad choices are there for a reason. Even though we made them, we should learn from them. God wants us to. And sometimes I hadn't learned so easily the first time, and so I had to go through it again. But love shouldn't be cold. It shouldn't hurt. What does the Bible say about love? Yes, but in love is kind and it's gentle and it's long suffering and it's peace and it's hope and it's all these things. And it's not easily provoked. Amen. Be grateful for the mistake of your life because it prepared you for what's yet to come. It prepared you for the real deal and what Jesus has for you. Your past mistake enabled you to... That was a spam call going through. Your past mistake enabled you to recognize the things that you were going through may not have been what you wanted for your life, but it was what you needed for your life. The times I've been overwhelmed, God has filled me with an inner peace that I'd searched for so long. There is nothing in this world. You can search and search and search and search, but there is nothing going to fulfill what you're longing for more than Jesus. Ever. All will be reciprocated, and you will feel like you're floating on cloud nine when you finally find the love of your life and you find it in Jesus Christ. Because He is love. And until you love Him and you learn to love yourself, you'll never love anybody else. So, in saying that, I'm thankful to be beautifully broken tonight. I'm thankful that everything, the matters of my heart matter to Him, just like that song, it matters to the Master. And I believe this next song is called It All Comes Out in the Wash, am I correct? All right, y'all got to listen to this song. This is the bomb. It's on the new CD, and I just love it. My friend, good friend and brother in the Lord, Don Stiles, I don't know if y'all have heard of him, but he is a magnificent songwriter, and he wrote this song, and just listen to the words of it. But it all comes out in the wash.
You can depend on to bring you new hell. But if it's cleansing for the soul, you see, you must listen, friend, to these simple words I speak. It all comes out in the wash. It all comes out in the wash. Are gone in its life-giving flow. There is hope for the violent one who come to Jesus. It matters not what you have done. It all comes out in the wash. Don't you know? What can wash away my sin?
it all comes out in the wash, but I like mine a whole lot better. Amen. And it does. It comes out in the wash. Go ahead, brother. This is mountain. You got a mountain in your way tonight. It can bend. Amen. You might have to move a little bit.
There's a mountain in my way, but it's gonna move. It might not be today, but it's gonna be soon. I'll do what Jesus said back in the day. He said, mountain be removed, get out of my way. Change my course and take another road. Well, devil, move your roadblocks, because I'm coming through. By the blood of Jesus Christ.
Mountains, praise the Lord, he's moving some tonight. Hallelujah. You might not can even see it, but amen, he's doing it. You know, we need to start looking at those things as though they are. Those things that stand in our way, we need to just go ahead and speak to that mountain and just tell it to move, because God's already working on it. Amen. I'm thankful to the Lord tonight for his goodness and his mercy. And that song came to me from a man in Pennsylvania. This is just how the Lord works. I had heard this song on the radio, and it was like really long. It was like almost 6 minutes long, and I was shocked that it was even played on the radio, because in radio, you send a song to radio, if it's over 3 minutes, you can forget it. They're just about, they ain't even going to listen to it. Well, I loved it. I heard it, and I was like, oh my gosh, but I didn't catch who wrote it or who was singing or anything. Well, an entire year went by, and I was on New Journey Radio, which is a great thing, by the way. New Journey Radio is an awesome radio station. And so I was on there, and this man come on, and he was asking prayer for his family, for his wife and all. They had just played one of my songs on the radio. I don't even remember which one it was. And this man was on there, and he heard it, and he had requested prayer. And I went on a little chat with everybody there, and I just went to praying for him. Prayed for him right there, just through the text message. Well, he was really touched by it, and he got in touch with me, befriended him on Facebook. He asked me if I ever heard the song Mountain, and I said, no, you know, I don't think so. And he sent it to me, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's that song I heard a year ago. And so I was so excited. And so I sent him back a message, and I said, yes, I love the song, love the song. He said, would you want to record that? I said, absolutely. So the song was a little bit different. And of course, I told him, I said, do you mind if I tweak it and make it Bonita Eileen style? And he said, no. He says, take it and do it. So this is the outcome of it, and I'm just really excited about it. The song charted once already. I believe it's in the charts again. But I just think it's such a powerful, powerful song, and his testimony behind it, and maybe you'll get to hear it one day, but he has a powerful testimony from writing that song. But anyway, so that song, I have saw people actually, you know, they've talked about how that they've had a mountain move. But when we begin to speak with authority to that mountain, we've been given that in His Word. We have been given that promise. We can speak to that mountain and it be moved. Now, that mountain may not be a physical mountain. That mountain could be just anything. But the Lord cares, and He wants to move that mountain for you. Thank you, Jesus. This song, the Lord gave me all these words. This is my life.
Single mom, works so hard just trying to make it through. Bills are piling up, and she's wondering what to do. Her pain is real, her eyes reveal the hurt that's deep inside. Falling on her knees, she prays, Jesus, hear my cry. His still small voice whispers, strengthen what remains. And when the battle's over, you can boldly say, I'm stronger for it. Every valley I walk through, I'm stronger for it.
Yes, Lord, I don't know if I can get through it.
I'm not defeated.
This trial didn't win. I'm stronger for it. My strength comes from Him. When down and fear seems so near, and you just don't understand. Your faith is growing weak. You've done all that you can. The past behind does not define who you are today. Pressing forward, look ahead to the one who saves. And when you call to Jesus, His love will light your way, and you'll rise up in victory with power you'll proclaim. I'm stronger for it. Every valley left behind,
And you know, that's one of those songs that the CD took so long, you know, and I didn't understand it. But the Lord knew what He was going to do and what He put inside of me. So I'm thankful. I think this next song was requested for me to do. How many of you can stand tonight and say you're an American Christian? If you love the Lord, let's stand. We have a freedom still in this place. Amen. You may have to start that over, brother. Thank you, Jesus. Do we have veterans here? Amen. God bless you.
In God I will trust, united I will stand with my brothers and sisters all over this land. I love the Lord. I love the U.S. of A. It's the land of the free, sweet liberty, and I'm not ashamed to say I'm an American Christian, born in the U.S. of A. American Christian. I thank God for my country, where I can worship and pray. American Christian, loving my Jesus in the U.S. of A. Now this country was founded by a few godly men. I have rights I'll defend. Now I love America, and I love Jesus too. And every night on my knees, I ask the Lord, please, God bless the red, white, and blue. I'm an American Christian.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen. I still trust in God. Amen. Yes. I'm going to sing one more song tonight, but I want to say thank you. Thank you, Brother Eddie. And he's good off, it's okay. But I just want to say thank you so much for allowing me to come again, and I appreciate each one of you, and I love you, and just It feels so good to be in a church. I don't know how long y'all have had services started, but y'all must have had a few because I'm excited. Y'all don't seem as excited as I am to get to be in church. I'm excited. I've been to one church service since, two church services. This makes three since March. And I'm telling you, I've had some church at home. But it's just not the same as gathering together. And I appreciate the fact of I'm in a place and there's no mess. And y'all hugged me. I don't know about y'all, but I miss the hugs and all that. Whoa. I know you go somewhere now and it's like, what? chill out. I mean, it's real, yes, and I've been affected by it, and I've had friends and family affected by it, and it is real, and I believe it's a concern, but I also believe that there's things happening in these places that's open that they ain't got no business being open. We need to be open. Amen. Let's have church. Just saying. So this is a song that I wrote in my living room several months ago. I had painted a picture and it had Joshua 24:15 on it. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And I just started, the Lord just put just a little zippity doodah kind of thing in my head, and I was just skipping through the house basically singing this song. Thank you so much. I have Wayne shirts available. I have Waymaker shirts available. How many of you know that He is the Waymaker? Amen. 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 Okay, brother. I was telling somebody today about the first time that I came here to sing. He began to tell, I think Mom and Daddy was with me, and somebody else was my significant other. Anyway,
that's the reason they let you.
You know what I'm going to tell. But it was funny because my mom, I'd always heard about Brother Eddie and Sister Penny, and then whenever I finally met him, and he looked at my husband and he said, "Well, I just got to say, I held her before you did." When I was a baby, and I didn't even know this. You were, you came to the hospital.
We, actually, my dad owned the store, and your mom and dad lived real close to the store.
Okay.
And we were friends from way back. And you had your two siblings, which we already knew, but then when Ann was carrying you, when you were born, your dad brought you up to the stove.
Okay. Oh,
you know. And he said, "Here, you want to hold her?" I said, "Sure."
But that's a funny joke.
The rest of them didn't know what to say when I told him. I said, "Yeah, I was holding for you." Amen. Have you enjoyed Sister Benita? Come on, give her some love. Just give her some love. Be sure you stop by the table back there, and if you need some t-shirts, earrings, be sure you get some of those tapes and be able to go down the road and listen to her, and it'll be a blessing. We love her so very much, and we're just going to continue to pray for her, that God will just touch her body and give her strength and help her voice, and just go out and save folks. We sure can. We're always going to have an altar call, so if anybody needs prayer, please come up. We're going to anoint Sister Benita and just ask the Lord to strengthen her and bless her, and if you need prayer, come on up. Amen.
Singing in heaven.
Come on, sister, we're going to anoint you. Just pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father.